From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Hundreds of supporters of Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr stormed Iraq's parliament building Saturday to protest a continuing deadlock in approval of a new cabinet. The incident inside the parliament building followed Sadr's denunciation of the government's failure to reform a political quota system that's blamed for rampant corruption. Supporters of Sadr have been demonstrating in Baghdad for weeks, responding to their leader's call to put pressure on Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi to follow through on months-old reform promises. Hours after the protesters stormed the building, Abadi called on them to return to areas set aside for demonstrations and not to infringe on public property. As night fell, the demonstrators set up tents inside the Green Zone, which houses government ministries, the parliament, and foreign embassies, including the U.S. embassy. About 30 airstrikes by Syrian government warplanes and helicopter gunships hit rebel-held areas of the city of Aleppo Saturday, killing at least 5 people. According to the Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, nearly 250 civilians have died in shelling, rocket fire, and air raids in the past 8 days. The surge of violence comes as the International Committee of the Red Cross warned that the intensification of fighting could bring many people closer to a humanitarian disaster in the city. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry will travel to Geneva on Sunday for talks on the Syrian situation. The State Department said Kerry will discuss ongoing efforts to reaffirm a cessation of hostilities. This is